and welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force Newsburst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com, with me as your host, Chris Confile McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this instalment of your absolutely favourite kind of burst, we have managed to capture noted author James Kavanagh Jr., and now we are forcing him to tell us about his upcoming Rank and File Guide Volume 4. So without further ado, let's get stuck into this newsburst. James Kavanagh Jr. has brought us some fantastic action figure guidebooks over the years, and the Rank and File series is continued with this awesome part 1 of 2 look at all the convention exclusive products. Now, if you attended the final JoeCon in Chattanooga, Tennessee back in June, then you may have received a special con exclusive version of this guide, complete with some awesome pages dedicated to pictures of past cons and blank pages for getting signatures, etc. The standard version of this guide is coming very soon and will include some content yet to be seen, and we have James on the show to take us through all of that now. First off, James, how are you doing, pal?
Tired. I just got finished mowing the lawn. But no place I'd rather be.
People are going to think I kidnapped you while you're in the middle of it and are forcing you at gunpoint to do this interview.
Well, you took away my shirtless presence in the neighborhood, so you might be doing them a favor.
And you're still shirtless now, I believe.
Oh, of course. Fantastic. I mean, this is the Full Force News Blast. I got to be dressed accordingly.
None of us are wearing any clothes. Anyway, let's get into the guide. Firstly, could you take us through what we might expect in terms of differences between this guide and the con-exclusive version, please, dude?
Oh, absolutely. Any sort of error I caught or mistype or whatnot, I corrected.
Yeah.
I mean, for starters, bare minimum, for anybody looking for something different. But to really elaborate on what you said with the convention exclusive, I mean, part of me wanted to do an exclusive cover just because why not? Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
But I also had the idea of the yearbook in my head, which fans would know is Marvel, you know, synonymous with Marvel Comics.
Yeah.
And I like to take a cue with my covers from comics of, you know, images of the old.
Yeah.
And I just thought it would be perfect. But I also, you know, to have that yearbook experience at JoeCon, because it is kind of like a family or a class, and that was our senior year of sorts. I don't know, or at least to write down memories and dirty pictures of each other.
So many pictures.
Yeah. Oh, looking through all those were amazing. And thanks to everybody that donated, especially you, Chris. We had the Chris McLeod Memorial page on the back.
I know, there's so many. I remember when you sent the message out saying, like, you know, you're accepting this Dropbox and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll find a few.
I found
about 150, I think I sent you in the end. And they all ended up in there, I think, which is amazing. But someone came up to me and said, oh my God, you're in this book so many times. I'm like, well, you know, when you get in there quick with James Cav, then you'll get
you
in
know,
there.
You know, I got to pay off all these news bursts and interviews somehow.
So in terms, like, I did catch that you might be doing some different splash pages for this standard version as well.
Yes. So I did strip out the exclusive yearbook content that was just for JoeCon. And perhaps we can do something with those images on down the line because they're just such great memories.
Blackmail, mainly.
Oh,
I reckon.
Well, now that's why I took the helm on that and cut out all the images of me. That's why you don't see too many of mine. It wasn't a humility sort of thing. It was I don't want to go to jail sort of thing.
That's why, yeah, it was actually 300 images I sent you and only 150 of them got through.
Exactly. You know, we'll keep those are our different sort of precious memories, Chris. But I always had a vision. This is the version of what I wanted Rank and File Volume 4 to be.
Yeah.
And it didn't really, you know, I mean, didn't really line up and sync with the yearbook idea. So I did a couple of neat splash pages for October Guard and Adventure Team.
Cool.
You can see those on the Facebook page. And then the cover itself was always in the making. Fun, useless, random rank and file knowledge of the day. Volume 4 was actually supposed to include everything up to 2016.
Okay.
I.e. the final year of the club.
Yeah.
But then they extended and logistically not only do I not have the figures, I couldn't give you a guide right now. You know, obviously, unless they're going to advance forward figures to me, which they're not going to do. I've asked actually. And I didn't blame them when they said, they looked at me like I'm nuts.
Yeah.
I'm used to that look, but
So I was gonna actually, one of the questions I was gonna ask was, because it's part one of two, when we're like, when would we be likely to see the second kind of part of this? But then, it would have to be into the next year comfortably, wouldn't it?
My prediction is, I don't have any insight, a factual insight, but my prediction is we won't even hardly see FSS 6 or 8, sorry,
yeah,
until the end of the year. I know it's becoming one big blur, let alone these final 12. And, I mean, we might see the Night Stalkers because we just saw a preview image for them in 2018. I mean, I'm not trying to round about your answer so much as it really – bare minimum is contingent on me having the very figures that I intend to put in the book.
Yeah.
So if I don't get figures, if we as a fandom don't receive our figures till May, let's say, or June, well, then I would have to put at least 3 or 4 months beyond that. Hopefully a Christmas 2019. That might be a nice gift for everybody.
Nice. I mean, I would expect, I know it's one of those things in that you kind of think that the club need to get their figures out before the end, really, before the contract runs out. Are they allowed to sell stuff after that point? I mean, contractually, is it legal?
That might be the best question for your follow-up interview later on, but
oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
Well but but we as fans can look at what they did with Transformers.
Yeah,
and as I understand it, with Transformers, they quit selling the product in the final year of Transformers, 2016.
Right.
So they will sell us the final 12, the Zartan and the Night Stalkers,
in
2018.
I see. So they can actually, as long as they get the money in the pre-orders and so on and so forth, that can be done legally, and then they can ship it out whenever it's ready, effectively.
Yeah. Well, I mean, keep in mind, like, legally is how big of a jerks the Hasbro want to be.
Yeah.
And I don't see Hasbro really, like, you know, the moment it hits – you know, the New Year's bell and Eastern Standard Time, you know, that's it, you guys are done. You know, they've got their finger on the termination button.
Yeah.
But I do think, December 31st is most likely the last day that the club will take payments. And then if I remember correctly, they sell everything and they start clearancing everything off in the following year or a year and a half, maybe.
Yeah. So it could be 2020. It could be the same year we could see the next part of your book in 2020, the same time the movie comes out, which would be a nice little and then you'd have another guide to do, because of course those movie figures would need an entire guide. Lols.
Just when I thought I was out,
they pulled me back in. I mean, has the process gotten in? Speaking of, like, you know, the 3 months you'd have to put in on top of, you know, getting all these figures in, has the process gotten any easier over the years, putting these books together?
I mean, yes and no. A lot of it is I really want the best guide for myself. I mean, I always joke it like that, but not, you know, bonus points. I make extra copies for you guys was always one of my few, you know, selling lines, or maybe not, you know. So in hindsight, it sounds kind of, you know. But I own my own equipment now, so that's a big
brilliant,
you know. So I'm on my time, my schedule, but with that, I've just noticed I've become even more picky.
I suppose when it's in someone else's hands, you kind of let them do it, you know, you lead them to a certain degree, but for most of it, and you give instruction, but for most of it, it's let them do it, and then they give you the product, I take it, and then you then put it together. So it makes a lot of sense for you to have complete control over that process.
Oh, certainly. Well, point, I mean, I had an agreement with a guy to use other equipment, but I was always actually positioning.
Ah, okay. So you're actually doing the work as well anyway. You're just hiring the equipment out in a way.
Yeah. Lesson for the audience today, don't do that. Just buy your own equipment.
Yeah, it's the investment is important, I think, in this kind of field, isn't it?
Yes. I mean, you can't convince me otherwise. It may, the sticker shock may bite you in the rear.
Yeah.
And I've improved my website to include a blog now, which we can get to that later if we have time.
Absolutely.
But I intend to make some posts regarding that, so people, you know, maybe give them a leg up if they want to pursue sort of.
You want more competition out there, don't you, really?
I want somebody to take the ball so I can retire.
I mean,
no, I'm just kidding.
Do you ever forget that certain products ever came out until you have to pull it all out to do photographs for them? Because I was going to say, because I do that when I'm just like, if I go into, like, you know, storage or something and I'm messing around or trying to find something, all of a sudden I go, I didn't even know I had this, or B, that they, it was even released. So does that happen to you then, I take it?
Yeah, for better or worse, my mental process, I've always been of the opinion that the moment I have it down in paper or in NIE or I've made the book, like, I don't remember it. People are like, well, where, what is this? You're the guy that knows it all. You wrote these books. And I'm like, I'm probably the last guy you want to ask.
I suppose buy my book. Exactly. It's like the, when you're doing that, you're always onto the next thing. Like it's the same whenever we do these episodes, we do an episode on a big brand or like a brand and we look at the history of it and all that kind of stuff. I do tons of research. I put it all together, recite it on the episode. As soon as that episode's out and done, I have completely and utterly forgotten every single detail.
Sure.
Completely. Yeah. And you're on to the next thing. It's like my brain is like, no, I'm sorry, mate. We can't keep this. We're just going to have to push this out. We need to do another six rank and files. So, no. Oh, God. I mean, okay, well, obviously I've got this book in hand. I love it. The con exclusive version, I should say. I absolutely adore your guides. Like, it's one of those things that you didn't know you needed until it came out. Like, your original, not rank and file, but RAHC guide. I didn't know I cared about half of the stuff in there until your book came out. And then I'm looking at it, I'm going, oh my God, I forgot about this and I can't believe they did this. And I was kind of out of it for this period, so I don't really have any knowledge of this. And then, you know, that basically got me into, you know, filled a lot of knowledge gaps, shall we say, because that was a period of high school where it was like the line had come to a close. So it was like, I was, you know, I thought it was dead anyway. I didn't realize it was still going until in about like early 2000s. I got back into it again. So there's that period from like, say, 97 to 2000 where I really had a knowledge fart. So that guide really helped. And since then, they're great. I kind of feel like they act as my collection. So I don't actually have to, like, you know, a lot of my collection's in the UK. So I don't have to like be there to look at it and play with it. I use these guides almost as like a, you know, like a really nice, you know, you can really study them and get deep into them. And it's really enjoyable in that kind of aspect.
That's awesome. See, folks, and now you know why I had the Chris McCloud Memorial section in the back of Rank and File 4 with that spiel.
I'm not trying to sell them for you. No. I just, and also I have all of your books twice. Were you aware of this?
I am.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
course.
In some capacity, I appreciate that.
Well, because you did that Kickstarter for the reprints, and I thought, well, you know, might as well support a friend. And then I realized, actually, all of the guides I have are in the UK, apart from, I think, one. And I thought, well, this is perfect. I've got all the guides. I've got all the guides in the US and all of the guides in the UK. So it's brilliant.
Now the other shoe drops. Folks, I encourage you to leave your collections, and especially your RAC guides, on other continents so you can buy more.
Just get two of everything. And then keep switching countries. It's amazing. What were the standouts for you in this particular range of figures and exclusives in this book, by the way?
Oh, wow. The club stuff was always my favorite part to work on.
Yeah.
Just because it was so intricate. And, you know, I mean, to me, it always brings back the memories when I'm at con.
Yeah.
Even with the first guide, you know, I always save that for last. I like to save the best for last.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as Gary Godso and maybe some others will hate it, I love the crossover Transformer stuff.
Oh, yeah. Bludgeon. Oh, Bludgeon. Oh, my goodness.
You can't deny Bludgeon.
And we just had a post on the Facebook page, an amazing cosplay of Bludgeon.
Unbelievable.
Tim Rosser, I think it was, that did it. So shout out to him.
Okay.
And yeah, unbelievable. really love that.
I saw that whole grouping and he stole the show. He was great.
Yeah.
I mean a lot of the boss fight stuff sticks out
big time.
And the form, you know, they weren't boss fight at the time. Well, some of it was, but like the Zoranas, the head sculpts they did, I mean, those were just top notch.
Big time. What I do like about the Akon stuff is the fact that you've got like a cohesive, everything's together. So you can kind of see all the exclusives together. You can see all the figures together. If you don't have an option, like I said, to display your stuff, then again, you forget that stuff came, that, you know, that you got other exclusives at that show sometimes. Like, I'll forget that there was a vehicle or an attendee exclusive or, you know, another pack of figures that came with it. So the fact that you've got them all there displayed on one page or, you know, a couple of pages is just really, really awesome.
Nice. No, and I thank you for saying that, and I'm glad you recognized it. I mean, when anybody sees the final product on anything you buy or art and whatnot, it's, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. But I really strove to get those, to get all those pieces not only together but in an effective manner, so you can just boom.
Yeah.
Take it all in one big blast, as opposed to really trying to figure out where I'm coming from as a art, you know, archivist,
that's hard,
designer.
That's a hard thing to do, James. Nobody knows where you're coming from.
Yeah, yeah, they don't, and they won't, and that's fine. I don't need I don't need X, you know, I don't need the same amount of respect for the same amount of effort I put in, because it's just take it as it comes.
Yeah. When's the guide going to be made available, by the way? How can people purchase it?
Well, that's the newest hang up, because I want the best product for everybody. I've been having some hang ups with printer.
Yeah.
In fact, I just found out today that I wasn't going to receiving a proof. But I mean, I was really striving for CoilCon. I had the files in a little bit earlier than I normally do, because CoilCon is the first, based on my starting point, the files are in. CoilCon would be the first G.I. Joe-centric show to have them out. So I don't think they're going to be at CoilCon. Let's hope, maybe.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. If not, I need to get a hold of Sauer and
Assembly
hopefully AR. Yeah, be the next stop.
Well, that'd be really cool. If you could get them there as well, that would also be awesome. Are people going to be able to buy them online as well from the website?
Oh, yes, yeah. And in fact, I think I'll take, the moment I actually approve the proof, and it's, I know it's going to press, is when I'll start taking pre-orders. And I'll make that clear that, you know, you're not getting your, I'll take the order, but you're not getting the book for another week or two.
I'll take your order, but you're not getting the book, douche.
I'm going to Mexico. Archive International figures, of course.
That's the next. You got to do that guide. Bloody hell, that would be amazing.
I need to shut my mouth on all that. It would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun? We could even do we could do road trips to do all the research for it.
I'd be down for that.
That'd be so cool. We would be dead in a week.
Yeah, we would be.
You know it.
Kate. I'm going to borrow your husband for a little bit. We would see him never.
We would be in some sort of cartel in about 2 hours of being in that country. It would be insane.
Chris, why do you have a tattoo on your forehead?
It would be like the Hangover Part 4.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. God. And I guarantee Aaron would want to be involved in that. Aaron and Kenny would want to be involved in something along those lines.
Yeah, well, that'd probably be the real reason why we're in the cartoon. I digress.
Except it'd be some sort of like hideous Mexican bootleg, like action figure cartel. It wouldn't be like a proper one.
I actually want to see that in action. That might be...
That'd be a good movie. That would be a really good movie. Just to finish off... I could have chosen a better term there. Right. The cover that you're doing, you're actually running a competition as well, aren't you? So if people guess all of the characters with their little numbers attached to them, they can possibly win an opportunity to get one of these for free.
Yes, I had that. And every day, roughly, I mean, I started off a little heavy getting the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Well, since we've already discussed it, part of my movement on that was based on when my proof was going to be approved.
Yeah.
So I was hoping all the images should be out there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check my email and see who the winner is. I mean, because it's there, first guy in.
Awesome.
And I'll announce it on the website, and that'll be great.
Fantastic.
By the time you post this, or I will be the first showing of the entire, because again, the Chris McLeod Memorial has its perks. I sent him the
amazing.
Cover.
So full force, get the exclusive. I've actually been flashing up not flashing it up necessarily, but the kind of main image running through has been part of that cover, which is just brilliant. But obviously, I'll have thrown that up a few times just to show everyone at home, watching and listening. Obviously, you can't see it if you're only listening. But if you are watching on the YouTube channel, the Facebook page, etc., then there you go. A beautiful cover and first showing here on the Full Force. Thank you for that, James. Really appreciate it, mate.
Well, I appreciate you. And I hope everybody likes it.
Oh, I'm
certainly
sure. I'm
tedious
sure.
to make, and But that's, I wanted it right, so everybody would be happy. And it also gives me the ability, now that all those pieces are together, to maybe make a more vintage accurate image down the line.
Cool. Cool. Have you already got ideas for the part two cover?
Yes, I
Fantastic.
Do.
Fantastic. Well, I'll speak to you about that off air.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Oh, anyway.
Dangle that carrot. I think the front and the back. I've had the back in my head. The back for five was going to be the back for this one.
Oh, okay.
And the back for five, I think, is really going to be great.
Oh, I can't wait.
The front will be fun. And I'm actually hoping, I'm punching myself in the face today, because it'll be more work.
Of course.
But I logically, again, with the spacing, which we joked about earlier, I'm having some spacing issues to give an accurate representation of the Revolution set.
Oh, okay, yes.
I don't want everything crammed on one page. I want them to look nice. I need to add another page to that, there'll be three more pages, which usually means splash pages. So
fantastic. Oh, that Revolution set, that's going to be amazing to display in there. Oh, I can't wait. Cannot wait.
It's fun. I've already taken the photos for it. I just haven't finished.
And how much will the guide be to the layman who is either getting it from the convention or getting it online?
Both of them will be $20.
$20, guys. These guides are amazing. You have to get involved if you don't already have them. If you do have them and you've already got the con exclusive one, you need to get this new one because it's going to be amazing. Trust me. Thanks for jumping on, James. Really, really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Not at all. Anytime. That's it for this installment of the Full Force Newsburst. Thank you to my wonderful guest, James Kavanagh Jr. See you next time. And as always, Full Force.
Full Force!
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.